This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast, and also a big welcome to the Sean and Robot Theatre. How are you doing, Robot?
Isn't the Sean and Robot Theatre beautiful?
It is beautiful, Robot. It really is a magnificent building.
I cannot wait to tread the boards.
Yep, both me and Robot are going to be in your plays that you've been coming up with in the review section, and also the plays that you've been sending to us to robot@funkidslive.com.
Test my acting chops.
Yeah, you are going to be testing your acting chops. I think everyone's going to be having a go at a play. So I know I am, you are. I think Katie is. We've also got George, I think, who's going to be in a play. I know Robot's looking forward to it.
Who knows where this could lead?
I don't know. I know, Robot.
Robot could be in EastEnders.
You could end up in EastEnders.
Or maybe even Hollywood.
Less likely. We've also got one of Robot's friends joining us, who is going to be acting in one of the plays, a robot thespian. What's his name again, Robot?
Robot Thespian.
Oh, his name is just Robot Thespian.
Yeah, that is his actual name.
Oh, well that works out well then.
You must be psychic, lol.
So Robot Thespian's going to be joining us, and we also have a sold-out crowd here at the Sean and Robot Theatre.
Hello.
It's just Norman. It's just Norman, Robot's super fan.
Very good. Looking forward to it.
Hello, Norman.
He bought all of the tickets, which is also good because it means that that also fits in with our social distancing guidelines. So Norman's out there. Hello, Norman. And we're going to kick things off with a chat to Robot Thespian. So here we are, everyone. This is Robot Thespian. He is a actor robot. He's in a lot of famous robot films.
Oh, my darlings, how wonderful to see you.
Yeah, that is very, very, very lovely to see you, Robot Thespian. We've got him in because, as we said at the beginning of the podcast, you've been sending us your ideas for plays, which we're going to bring to life. And we have got an idea from Cheesy Cheeseburger 3000. And Cheesy Cheeseburger 3000, the idea for a play is To Do or To Do, a play about a world where you can do anything until monster teachers come and ruin all the fun. And they eat everything fun. Sounds excellent. You up for this, Robot Thespian?
I love the play entitled To Do or To Do.
It sounds great, isn't it? It sounds very much like what we're doing. We're just doing whatever we want, doing anything fun.
Cheesy Cheeseburger 3000 is such a great writer.
Very talented writer, got some great ideas.
I cannot wait to meet my fellow stars.
Interesting you should say that. You've already met them. Robot Thespian, me and Robot are going to be your co-stars in this play. I'm going to play.
Wait, what?
What's going to happen is me and Robot are going to be in it.
No. Oh. I was promised professionals.
We're sort of professionals.
Stars of the feature.
Well, I don't know if we, you know.
I can't work with you two schmucks.
Oh, what? That's a bit rude.
Celebrity meltdown mode initiated.
Oh, no. Oh, see. Robot! Oh, now he's smashing stuff up in the theatre. Why can't any of your mates just turn up and not have to smash things?
I don't know what's wrong with them.
No, I don't know what's wrong with them either. Go and deal with Robot Thespian, please. I guess, really, this was the premise of Cheesy Cheeseburger's play. We're just the kids having fun, and now this guy has turned up and is eating all the fun. He's actually eating... Oh, Robot, stop him. He's actually eating important theatre things. He just bit into a sandbag. Oh, my days.
Maybe he's method acting.
I think you might be right, Robot.
Oh, very good.
Well, I think Norman liked the performance anyway.
I like to dip and daddle with my robot friend. He's smart as can be and emotion-free. And he's computed his way to my heart. My robot friend. My robot friend.
So, robot, if you cast your mind back to when we opened up Robot's Inbox and we were getting people to send their songs and general mad things to robot@funkidslive.com.
I remember this.
You do remember it. Well, have you had a little look in it recently?
We've actually had people send us songs and raps.
We have, indeed. People have sent us songs, people have sent us memes, people have sent us also their rap.
And what better place to showcase some of this greatness than in the Fun and Robot Theater?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. So one of the things that was sent to us at robot@funkidslive.com, this was from Megan. And Megan is 11 years old, and she's written and performed a rap about broccoli.
We love to see this.
We love to see it. We love to hear it. And you're going to hear it as well. So here in the Sean and Robot Theatre, please give it up for Megan's broccoli rap.
I'm a broccoli. It's a curiosity, broccoli. Constantly a prodigy, like a game of Monopoly. I wanna be a broccoli economy. Eating broccoli's philosophy is a curiosity.
Broccoli economy, broccoli economy, economy of broccoli.
I love my broccoli. Even broccoli's philosophy is a curiosity. Broccoli, a prodigy, a game of Monopoly.
Broccoli. Oh, very good.
We really do love to see this.
That was unbelievable scenes.
That's the best thing to ever happen in the Sean and Robot Theater.
Yeah, that is by miles the best thing to happen in the Sean and Robot Theater. So you can still... So thank you so much, first of all, to Megan. Excellent, excellent skills from you. And we love showcasing your creativity on the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast. Use this as your platform, people. Send us your raps, send us your songs, and also leave Megan 5 stars in the reviews, because that is talent. But yeah, send your stuff over to us at robot@funkidslive.com. Speaking of talent, we've got a special guest starring in the next play. So our next act in the Sean and Robot Theatre, he's number one in our hearts, but number 142 on the best comedians ever list. It's George, everybody.
Greetings, greetings. Hello, hello. Yes, I can hear you cheering. Don't sit down. You don't need to give me a standing ovation. I haven't started yet. Your audience, what they like, eh?
It's just Norman in the crowd. Norman, who's a robot super fan. He's bought all the tickets, and it's just him sat there on his own.
Hey, Norman.
Hello.
So, George, we had correspondence. Everybody's been sending over their plays, and someone sent over a play idea for you.
Right.
A one-man show, I've heard.
To be honest with you, I've been thinking about how I can bring my comedic skills to either the big screen or the small screen or the stage. And obviously, I've had ideas about films and TV shows. You know, I thought, you know, who could I team up with that could match my abilities, my, you know, acting and comedic abilities? And I thought, well,
you scare a lot of the Hollywood comedians away just because they know that they're going to look rubbish.
I thought, you know, Will Smith's a funny guy. I was like, Will Smith, you know, Kevin Hart, I find him very, very funny. Jimmy Fallon, I'm a huge Jimmy Fallon fan. And Jack Whitehall, I love them all. But none of them are actually, I don't think at least, as talented as me. So why bother having co-stars when I can do a one-man show?
They'll only slow you down, which is why we've got George the Best Joker, which was a play idea submitted by DoggyDonut419. This is a play all about a guy named George that is a joker. He loves telling jokes.
Okay, is this where I just do a one-man play now? Just like a side note question.
I believe in you, George. I reckon you can just pull a one-man play out of a hat for us. Oh, wait, hang on a second. Norman's just gone to get an ice cream. Are we okay to start, Norman, or do you want us to wait for you to sit down?
Excuse me, just need to sit. I know there's no one in the seats, but I still like to say excuse me. No, I'm all right now. I'll eat my choc ice during this one.
We're good to start. Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
So here we go, the one-man show, George the Joker.
Once upon a time, there was a very talented young man, but the man didn't know his talents until he ventured into a podcast named Sean and Robot's Comedy Circuit Podcast. Alas, yes, I am talking about I, George, in this play today. I will tell you the story of a young, talented comedian looking for his shot at stardom. And he started out on the podcast. He told some very, very funny jokes. For example, what is brown and sticky? A stick.
Boo!
But alas, the laughter did not appear. But he kept persevering, despite the podcast host trying to oust him out of the podcast out of jealousy. But he decided to come back, and he came back stronger because the fans needed it. He continued telling jokes. For example, where does a rat go when he has a toothache? To the rodentist. Rodentist.
Boo!
I thought there was no audience. Anyway, he came back and he came back stronger. And the only issue is he got booed off week after week. And he started reading the comments of the podcast. For example, a comment, hashtag ban George from Spurs 457. Georgie's jokes are trashier than a trash can. And a comment from Proskit. Your podcast is good, but George's jokes are pretty bad. He spelt my name wrong, which is a lower blow. But I kept going, I kept telling my jokes, and with hilarious comedic timing, just like, how do you stop a ball from charging? You unplug it.
Boo, boo.
Oh, flip.
He landed applause across the country and reviews, beautifully brilliant reviews. For example, Doggy Donut telling me that George is the best joke ever, and he wanted a one-man play. And a one-man play is Here I Am, and the final act of this play is George. Why is the curtain? Who put the curtain down? Was that you, Robot?
It's time once again for the main event of the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit Podcast. Please put your hands together for Katie.
Hi. Yeah, exciting. I'm always excited to be here.
Katie, it's a particularly exciting time to be in the Sean and Robot Theatre. Do you like the surroundings?
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, what a lovely set.
How does this rank in venues that you and Robot used to play in?
I mean, I'd say this is pretty classy. Ours are more of a mess and more badly lit. So this is very nice.
No expense has been spared, because this week, as you've all been sending us your play ideas, Clara sent us an idea that features, it features you, Katie. It also,
yes.
Norman, you're in the audience, aren't you, mate?
Hello. Oh, yes, I am.
You're needed for this one. Do you want to be in this play as well?
Okay.
Come on up, and I'll explain what's happening. So, so this play, Katie, is called Shaunio and Roboto. And Clara says, my play is a musical called The Amazing Shaunio and Roboto. Shaunio, the amazing space magician, meets Robot stuck in space and saves him. They also meet Norman the alien and Katie the talking moon.
Yes, that's the part I've always wanted to play. That is fantastic.
It's your dream role, Katie. It's your dream role.
I don't understand why I'm an alien.
I think it's because... Oh, actually, it says here under character description, charming alien. So I think it's charming and wisdomous, Norman.
Oh, that's very nice.
So, does it explain why I'm a moon?
No comment.
I mean, it's obvious, I suppose, so there's no need to put it under a character description. That makes perfect sense.
It's because you're a shining light in a dark sky.
Oh, yeah.
Here's some scripts, if I just hand these out to you.
Thank you.
Here we go, everybody. Shaunio and Roboto. Man, it's hard work being a space magician. Sometimes it can be lonely being a space magician, which is why I use my magic to create a friend. Oh, Mooney!
Hello there, Shaunio the Space Magician. I'm so glad you're a space magician. Each day I feel blessed that you made me sentient. But I have news.
Have you seen any curious space happenings, Mooney? That may require my magical attention.
Why, yes. I spied a robot floating oh so forlornly through the atmosphere.
A robot?
A robot. He seems stuck. Follow my moonbeams. Get him out of here.
Following the moonbeam through the rhythm of dance. Following the moonbeam through the rhythm of dance. What do we have here?
Man, it is hard work being a space robot. I am so lonely being a space robot. I really wish someone would use their magic and get me out of here.
There's no time to lose. We must save this robot. Hocus pocus, magical girth. Send this robot back to...
This wand now belongs to me, Norman the Alien. Can't catch me. Villainous interlude music.
You don't need to read that bit, Norman.
Oh, that's... sorry. That's, yeah, stage direction.
And there we go. A teaser scene from Shaunio and Roboto. Tickets will be on sale soon.
What a cliffhanger.
That was it. I wonder what... I'm intrigued to know what happens at the end of this mad 2-3 minutes in all of our lives there.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. It's going to be an incredible HBO prestige show, I think.
I think so. I agree. So thank you. Thank you, Norman, for playing an excellent alien.
Thank you, very much. Do I get to keep the wand?
Yeah, you can keep the wand if you want, because if you want to go and get comfy, Katie is going to be is double duty. We're going to have to pay you double for this, Katie, because Katie has now got a song to perform for everybody on the stage. And this song was a title that was sent to us by Annie, aged 11. And this is My Favourite Pair of Underpants. Any quick details you want to tell us about this song before you start, Katie?
I mean, it's fairly self-explanatory. I just wonder why they were her favourite pair of underpants. And I think it's because they are pretty magic and they can make you fly. So that's the inspiration.
Well, it has been all about the magic in this final part of the podcast. So please put your hands together for Katie, who will be performing My Favourite Pair of Underpants.
I have a favourite pair of underpants and I can tell you why. It's a secret, but my special pants can make me fly. I've flown abroad in my special underpants. I've seen fjords in my special underpants. I've met birds in my special underpants. Been absurd in my special underpants. Sometimes I'll fly up high and perch upon a plane. Then when it's dinner time, I'll fly back home again. Oh no, they went in the wash. How on earth am I gonna take off? I guess I'm grounded for a day while my pants dry out. So I'm gonna say, I shout loud in my special underpants. Go through clouds in my special underpants. I look down in my special underpants. There's no frowns in my special underpants. I know, if you look, you'll have a pair too. So let's wear our special pants and fly into the blue.
Oh, very good. Very good. Lovely.
And thus concludes another memorable edition of the Shaun and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast.
It's always the weirdest time of my life on this podcast, and my life is usually pretty weird.
Yeah, I mean, it is odd, and you were speaking weird then, Robot. But thank you to everybody who got involved, and remember to send over any songs or ridiculousness to robot@funkidslive.com. Plus, next week, we are going to be doing something very special. Robot is going to be hosting his own game show with some robot contestants.
It's going to be special.
It is going to be special, but we need some prizes, so we want you to come up with the prizes. They can be combinations of emojis. You can describe the prizes using words. just tell us what you reckon these robots should win by winning Robots Game Show. We don't know what the name of the game show is yet. We don't even know what the rules are. Robot's keeping his cards very close to his chest. Is there any clues you can give away, Robot?
It's going to be special.
Okay, well, that's all he's giving away. So tell us what prizes should be up for grabs in Robots Game Show. Leave your ideas, as always, in the review section of the podcast, and make sure you leave a cheeky 5 stars as you do so. And that email address again, if you want to send anything over to us, is robot@funkidslive.com. Thank you to Katie, thank you to Norman, thank you to George, thank you to Robot, thank you to sort of Robot Thespian, and most of all, thank you to you for listening. We'll see you next week.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.